21, Elvira Eruleji Galindo, aiding the victims of the Cuban War. In 1898, the United States Congress declared war against Spain, and after the defeat of the Spanish fleet on the 1st of May at the Battle of Manila Bay, some women set out to help the soldiers and their families as much as they could. Elvira was born in Albocácer in 1845. From a well-off family, she married Federico García Caballero de Campoamor, nephew of the governor of Castelló, Ramón de Campoamor. Elvira was the honorary president of the Board of Ladies of the Red Cross of Castelló, and along with other women of this association, she undertook a hugely important civic and social task. They visited towns to increase the number of members. They were in charge of preparing food bags and medicines that were distributed to the soldiers passing through Castelló station. They took it upon themselves to include the name of the repatriated soldiers who were from the region of Castelló in the press. They organized home assistance for those who returned sick. And in addition, they held fundraising events, raffles, and theater evenings to financially support the families of dead soldiers. In those days, when women were exclusively devoted to household chores, the frenetic activity carried out by Elvira and her companions helped them move beyond charity-related social circles and showed that they were perfectly capable of carrying out projects that, until then, had been developed only by men. Her husband died in 1878 and her daughter the following year, when she was just 19 years old. Elvira Eruleji died in 1921. Her funeral was attended by personalities from the city's political and social spheres. The press reported on the act and highlighted her qualities, the strength she showed after going blind during the last years of her life, and the serious illness that caused her death. She even wrote the text of her own obituary.